So the mixture contains only one phase, even though two phases went into it. It now contains one phase, and we can't detect any boundary between the water and the alcohol once they're mixed together. The two portions combined form a single phase. Now, if homogeneous mixtures are ones that are the same throughout, then what do you suppose heterogeneous mixtures are? Right, mixtures that are different throughout. If you mix oil and water together, the mixture contains two liquid phases because the oil will float on top of the water because of the oil's lower density. They're not going to mix together like alcohol and water do. You can see the boundary between them, and in fact, they're mechanically separable. The same is true for a soil, which is a mixture of solid materials. So if you look closely at a sample of soil, you're going to see bits of sand, some black matter, maybe even pieces of vegetation. Since you can see all the different components, detect distinct boundaries, we've got multiple phases. And in fact, you can pick out the components. The various portions can be mechanically separated.